morning. This is Grace.
Hi, Grace. Elliot.
Hi, Howard.
Is it Grace or Gracie?
It's Grace.
Okay. Hi, Grace. Well, I got your name from Patty Jr.
I don't know who Patty Jr. is.
Patty Somm is Joanna Somm's sister.
Oh, I have no idea who, I have never met her.
You never met Joanna Somm?
I met Joanna, but I've never met Patty.
Okay.
Is Patty Jr. is her sister?
Patty Jr. is her sister who pulled a gun on her last year.
Oh, on Joanna?
And got arrested.
Okay.
And Joanna's, Joanna, kind of interesting. I'm in a foreclosure action with the parents, Walt and Patricia Sr., Patty Sr.'s, Joanna's mother.
Oh, okay. You're in a foreclosure with them?
I was. And,
okay.
And then Walt died.
Right.
But he kept filing things in court for up to 2 years. He went into a federal bankruptcy court against me and my kids while he was dead. So when he died, they didn't substitute the state or the wife or make her the sole litigant. And when the gun incident happened, we got a hold of Junior and finally got a hold of the mother, and she's like, I'm in a foreclosure action with you? I don't know that. I don't know who these attorneys are. I didn't file any. I didn't know you went to bankruptcy.
Where was the foreclosure at?
Right here in Palm Beach.
Oh, her mother owned the property or something?
I bought it from them years ago in 2008, but I had a $100,000 note with them.
Okay.
And it's complicated, but I do owe them that. And I've been good friends with the parents since 2008. My dad is the guy who bought Walt's business out and put him into retirement and bought the house they live in because it adjusts to St. Andrew's School, and I have 3 kids, and all they had to do was jump the fence and they were at school and safe.
Right.
So my parents like that. So we find out that Joanna is acting on her mom's behalf, signing her name, not doing anything appropriately. And the reason it appears is because she didn't want to tell her mother, who's got a little dementia, and her sister, that she had a $400,000 judgment against us. Because her and Olga, I think, were going to steal off with the money. And so just a few weeks ago, I settled with the mom for $225,000. And she revoked Joanna's power of attorney over her. And Joanna went and put her in a guardianship. And now Patty's been removed from the house because Joanna's trying to set her up as a financial predator.
Oh my God, these girls are just amazing, man. They will stumble. Run over anybody.
Well, Jesus. It was interesting because Patty said that Olga might have taken some of your estate or something.
Not mine, but she definitely took my mother's estate.
Were you supposed to inherit some of it?
My mother didn't have much of anything, but what she had in the bank, the little she had, was in her name and my name, and they wanted me to her, when I say they, Olga and her father, because I don't even speak to him anymore, because he didn't even let me see my mother the last year of her life.
Isn't Olga's father your father?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I no longer call him my father because they're all pieces of shit.
Oh, you got a family like mine.
What?
I don't talk to any of my siblings, 4 of them.
Yeah, they're all pieces of shit. But anyways, they ended up clearing my mother's account and taking it. And you know what? It just, wasn't worth it for me. I don't want any of those people in my life. So I said whatever. And, you know, I didn't even get to go to my mother's funeral or anything because of them. So.
Now, was she with Joanna?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's been with Joanna for years.
For what? Like, I talked to Olga's husband?
Jay.
Jay.
Her ex-husband.
Ex-husband. He hasn't talked to her in 15 years.
He what? No, he has not spoken to her for 15 years. That is true. Because I speak to him. We're still good friends.
Oh.
But he hasn't. Yeah, I haven't spoken to Olga and Joanna in probably 12 years. I don't even know. 13, 12 years.
Well,
I want nothing to
well,
do
the
with
whole
people.
Thing looks... So then they got a guardian... A guy out of Indiana who was related to Walt.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanna tells him, you know, Junior's stealing from her and all this stuff and tries to frame her. But all of a sudden, he puts in his first filing that Patty Sr. is worth $3.5 million cash. And then some properties. So, lo and behold, what happened was Joanna moved her out of the Villages into a house in Boca, 50 miles away.
Right.
Claiming she has Alzheimer's and leaving her to drive herself around all alone. We don't know the transactions of that sale yet, but we're going to find out soon.
Yeah, because I'm sure they took that money because that's all that they're into.
Yeah, oh. Well, so what's interesting is, in the pleading that this guy Charlie files from Indiana, he says he went up to the house they own in North Carolina, and it wasn't safe for Pat Sr. to go visit Pat Jr. because it wasn't, you know, safe. Well, Joanna's been letting her sister live there while the house is falling apart on her. And keeps telling her, oh, we don't have any money till mom dies. there's not enough to fix up the house for you. And she gives her mom like $100 a week.
Oh, my goodness.
And her mom was starting to get pissed about all this. So when she sees that she's worth $3.5 million, she couldn't believe it. She had no idea. And she's like, well, why can't I get some of that money to fix the house that, you know, Patty Jr.'s in? I said, you could get $3.5 million and buy her a castle if you want. It's your money. You're alive still. You're not dead.
Right.
So
but they won't let her take control. They're claiming she's sick so they can control her money.
Well, now they put her into a guardianship where they've done a lot worse than that. They've isolated her from Patty Jr.
Mm-hmm.
They've left her all alone, 70 miles, because her... And Olga, who drive an $80,000 brand new car, where the mom drives a 2012 car. And those two then moved from the Villages to A1A in Jupiter.
Where in Jupiter do they live? I don't even know.
On A1A. So right on the ocean, basically.
In a condo?
Yeah. Really expensive property.
You don't know the name of the condo?
I know the... I can. Do you know the name?
No, how does she know?
What?
How does she know?
No, I don't know the name. It was hard to get the address because she wasn't listing which unit she lived in there. She just gave the office of the place and put it into court papers, the office address.
What happened to the restaurant in North Carolina?
Well, I'm trying to find that out too, but somehow the property got condemned and torn down and they were put out of business in it.
Lost everything, right? Did they get any money for that?
I can't find any records of that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking, but I don't think so. And then they didn't work for 2 years.
Right.
So they've been dipping into the money, obviously. Because well, there's actually a cousin, Michelle Wepner. I don't know if you know her.
No. Is that Joanna's cousin?
It is. And she put in a statement that said, you know, Joanna looks at it as her money. She calls it her money, not her inheritance when her mom dies. So she's always referring to her money and gives nothing to her sister and nothing to her mother.
All right.
So they're basically starving while these two, Olga and her, are living it up on A1A and Jupiter, buying new cars and everything else. And she's been telling them all along they don't even have enough money to fix up this little farmhouse in North Carolina. And now she's trying to put her sister in prison for pulling an unloaded gun on her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because she was trying to get rid of the sister because that's $1.75 million.
Yes. Yes, I had heard that before.
And that's what she's looking at her as.
Yes.
And that's why
Olga tore my family apart, and my father doesn't speak to me because she wants to keep all of that to herself. They're something else. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, when your mom died, didn't the money go to your father?
It did. And now she's alienated my father from me, and I haven't spoken to him in a year.
So is she waiting for your father to die to get the money?
That is exactly correct.
So she, yeah, because Pat Sr. calls Olga the devil.
Oh, well, I'm glad she feels that way because we feel the same way about Joanna.
Okay, good. Because they are together like the devil.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, I don't know if you're very Catholic. They are.
Who is they?
Joanna's family is extremely Catholic.
I am very Catholic. I mean, I had changed a little bit because my husband, my late husband that just passed away last year, he was Lutheran, so I was going back and forth between Lutheran and Catholicism a little bit, but...
But devout,
I mean, I'm sorry, not Lutheran, Episcopalian, but... they don't have Joanna's family may be Catholic, but Joanna and Olga don't have a religious bone in their body. Have no religion.
No, no.
Nothing. They believe in nothing. They are the devil.
Well, the family, the Sam family, felt, you know, because of the lesbianism, crushed. That, you know, that's a cardinal sin, I guess, in Catholicism. Yeah.
Can you hold on for me for 1 second? My daughter's calling me.
Yeah, yeah.
1 second, please.
Kim? No problem. So, your family didn't like them either, huh?
No. No.
And did she leave Jay to go to Joanna?
Uh-huh.
And so he had no idea about her?
No idea.
One day she just said, I'm leaving you, and...
Yeah. Well, I think there was more to that story, but that's his story to tell. But I think there was more of things that she did. Yeah.
Was there money involved?
Oh, I'm sure Jay did very well, and I'm sure she cleaned his clock, knowing them.
He did very well?
Jay always did very well. He's a good businessman.
Okay. So she didn't leave there. That's probably how they bought the restaurant.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. oh my gosh, my daughter's calling me again. I'm going to have to leave you. She needs me again.
Okay, go take care of her. I'll catch up with you later.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Grace.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.